And there's a funny story that goes with it. I moved in with her when I was 17. Nobody would rent me an apartment in New York, and I moved into my great aunt's apartment, which was rent controlled. She was 80 something, and she had been in the same apartment on Second Avenue since the 70s, and she paid $160 a month for the entire apartment. And she charged me $500 a month to live in her front room, which had no heat, and where she trained her Cocker Spaniel, Bo, to use the bathroom facilities on the ground. And I didn't have an awesome time living with her. But I sort of admire her as a person. She led a really interesting life. And she died a couple of years ago, and the facility where she was living in mailed her ashes to my mom's house with a note that said, "You are the most horrible family ever." So I made up a song. Yeah, she got bought out of the apartment. She moved into a nursing home. It was very sad.
Thanks for
everyone.
The story.
Anyway, this is about her. Her name was Alice Schwartz, but she changed it to Ilka Suarez. somebody really bad. And it's called, I Wanna Body Surf in Your Mind Ocean.
Out.
to our Hudson town to play music and letting me play with them. I'm really psyched to hear them. Okay. This is another song that has a game that goes with it. It's a game that you play at parties. And basically, you imagine that you're stranded in the desert and you have the following animals with you. You have a cow, a horse, a sheep, a monkey, and a lion with you. And every day that you're not rescued or that you don't find your way out of the desert, you have to get rid of one of the animals. And the order that you get rid of the animals says something about your personality. So I'll tell you again the animals. Horse, monkey, cow, sheep, lion.
Human.
Human is you. So while I play the song, you can think about what order you would get rid of the animals, and then at the end, I'll tell you what it means about you. Got rid of the cow first. No, nobody did.
Not me. The
monkey wasn't in the song. Okay, the monkey is your friends. The sheep is your family. The cow is your basic needs. The horse is your passion, and the lion is your pride.
That is so complicated, son.
I hope everybody learned something about themselves. Okay, I'm gonna play one more song. It's a sing-along.
Yay!
And it's called Happiness is for the Weak. I celebrated my birthday last week, and my friend Josh always calls people on their birthday and says, I'm calling to wish you a brutal birthday because happiness is for the weak.
Woo!
So I made up a song about it, and the chorus part that I would like you to sing along on, if you're not afraid, is it goes, happiness is for the weak, happiness is for the weak, it's for the weak.
Say it again.
So I'll give you the sign. Okay. Okay. all kinds of stuff happening in town, so really thank you for coming here.
Mm-hmm.
It's super cool.
It's all about you, baby. It's all about you.
And I have one more thing
and
to say.
Later. Is it a joke?
Ooh,
it's not a joke.
Later.
I merchandised a little inconspicuous area in the back there by the piano. I made a CD this year. I'll give it to you.
It's
but if
awesome.
You want to buy it from me, that's awesome too.
It's awesome.
And I made zines too.
What?
And if you like zines, I'll give you the zines for sure. Cause if you like zines, I like you. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening. You guys are nice.